You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm so excited because I have Rachel Hernandez on the line. Now Rachel's here to talk to us about something we've never talked about on the podcast before, and that's mobile home investing. So hey Rachel, how are you?
Great. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm doing excellent, excellent, excellent. I appreciate you coming on the show to talk about this topic. So let's just dive right in for the audience. First of all, why did you get started? I guess, what is a mobile home? Just in case we have people listening that have no idea. And then how did you get started in mobile home investing?
Sure, no problem. Well, to answer your first question, what is a mobile home? It's exactly just that. A mobile home is a home that is actually mobile. So basically, that means you can take a mobile home, they call them manufactured homes now, they used to call them trailers back when they first started getting manufactured. But basically, you can take that mobile home and move it from one place to the other. And that's one of the things I like about mobile home investing versus single family home investing, other niches in real estate investing, like commercial apartment buildings, duplexes. I don't think you can move a regular home. So that's what I like about mobile homes. You actually have options. So hopefully that answers your first question. The second part of your question is how I actually got started in mobile home investing. Well, I basically got started in mobile home investing because I was actually a single family home investor. And that's how I got started, which a lot of real estate investors get started in single family homes. So I started out as a bird dog first, finding deals for other investors. And I got paid to find deals for other investors. And then I became a wholesaler in single family homes. So I put single family homes under contract and assigned my interest to my investor buyers and got paid that way. And then I eventually became a landlord doing a buy and hold with single family homes. So that is my journey as a real estate investor. How I got into mobile home investing is basically from my single family home journey. I took my entire portfolio of single family homes. I decided to sell the entire portfolio of single family homes as a landlord. And I got into mobile home investing after reading Lonnie Scruggs, the godfather of mobile home investing material, Deals on Wheels. And basically, as a single family home investor, I was receiving income, but that income was going towards paying other things first before me, say as the mortgage, insurance, homeowners association. And what I learned from Lonnie Scruggs' material was that I can purchase these homes, mobile homes, for cash without having a mortgage. It's less of an entry as a beginning real estate investor, less cash involved. And then all that cash flow comes to me as a real estate investor. So that's pretty much my journey from real estate investor to mobile home investor.
Wow, wow. And I know that takes a lot of courage probably to just say, you know what, I'm going to sell this whole entire portfolio in one swoop and I'm going to do something different. So take me through that thought process because I know you said that, you know, you thought about the cash flow and things like that, but was it difficult for you to take that step? Was it scary? Like, how were you feeling? I'm just curious.
It was scary for sure. But it was a point where, as a single family home investor, you can only purchase so much under your own name. And then you actually have to bring in partners. You have to do owner financing. You have to, because when you purchase, real estate, under you, it's only limited to you, but then you'd have to do other creative ways, which I've done. But I also always found that the income coming in would get paid, to the bank, to the insurance, mm-hmm. to the homeowners association. And then there was a point where I was like, okay, let me free up my time and hire, property management. But even when I hired property management, I had to manage the managers. And then it's another portion of that income coming in. So I'm like, there has to be a different way to do this, you know, as a small investor. So that's where I got into Lonnie Scruggs material, read about mobile home investing. It is definitely a niche in real estate investing. Not many people hear about mobile home investing. And what attracted me was that I would actually be basically, essentially receiving all that cash flow coming to me, and I wouldn't have a mortgage. You know, it's kind of scary by purchasing a home, you know, all with cash, but it was a less investment of my money versus a single family home, and also less risk as well, too.
I see. I see. Okay. So how does this work? Because I hear you saying that it's less overhead, you know, and all of that. So for the audience, how does buying mobile homes work? I know you mentioned that they're mobile. Are you moving houses across the country? Like, what does this look like?
Sure. No problem. Well, actually, I'm based in Texas. And I actually don't buy out of state, actually. I stay within my own state. But I have moved mobile homes from community to community. So basically, I work in mobile home parks, mobile home communities. And usually, I purchase them, the homes, and I leave them there. And then, you know, I basically rent them out, owner finance them for cash flow. That's basically the entire model that I have. So for example, I'll tell you about my first deal. My first deal, way back when I started in 2007, I found a motivated seller in a community I was already working with, a mobile home park. The park manager told me that I could work in the community. That's one of the things that being a mobile home investor, you have to make sure you're allowed to work in the community. And there's an art to doing that, which I teach. But basically, she said, yeah, you can do deals in this park. There's no problem. So basically, I found my first motivated seller. It was a family that had been living there for 10 years. To make a long story short, they needed to move out of the community because they were getting into another home in the area. Actually, it was a single family home. And they had no for sale by owner sign. They were not advertising the home. None of that. They actually found me through a flyer that I had passed out in the neighborhood, which was okay by the park manager. And they just didn't want a bunch of people going through their home. And they said, we need to work with someone who's honest, upfront, who will buy this home, do what they say they want to do. They knew exactly what they wanted. And let's say, let's get to know you. Let's negotiate. So I negotiated that deal. I bought that home for $3,600 cash. They even cleaned it for me, Tiff. And yes, I actually sold it in 2 weeks to a nice family. It's a starter home. It's a two-bedroom, one bath. And I sold it owner financing for $10,000. I got $1,000 down and $250 a month in cash flow for the next 4.5 years. And that was my first deal.
Oh, wow. Wow. So when you say $250 a month, I'm like, whoa, this is super affordable for people. So if there's like people on the other side that are looking for affordable housing, how important is that for you, being able to offer affordable housing for people?
It is very important, especially, you know, since a lot of things, you know, in the marketplace, you only see single family homes as a real estate investor. It's pretty much the entry point for people. But to see something like mobile homes at a lower entrance point, there actually is a stigma with mobile homes, a negative stigma with, I guess, society in general, but also real estate investors. They tend to look down on mobile homes because they see what's displayed and portrayed in media. The best thing I can tell you, do an example, is that movie called 8 Mile, where you think, you know, that's a mobile home and those are the types of people who live in mobile homes. But yes, that exists, but it's only one portion of the population. Just like single family homes, mobile homes are no different. There's low end, middle of the road, and high end communities. And most people don't know that because they're not in the niche. So basically, that's a, you know, advantage, you know, in terms of weeding out competition, other real estate investors. So I think it is definitely an advantage for that.
Gotcha, gotcha. So if someone is thinking about getting into this, how would they go about finding the neighborhoods that they're looking for? Do they just ride around or?
Exactly. That's what I did when I first started out. Now I am in Texas. There's a lot of mobile home parks, a lot of mobile home communities, but you'd be surprised, you know, in your own neighborhood, the types of mobile home parks, mobile home communities that are there, because it's actually part of American culture. So a lot of these parks, they've been there for a while. I'm talking, you know, a lot of them that I work with have been there ever since the 50s, you know. So, you know, it's just one of the things that you may not have noticed it before because you were not interested in it or you didn't look into it. But the best thing to do would just be to kind of start in your own area. Get a list of all the mobile home parks in your area. Some mobile home parks are not listed, so you would actually find them just by driving your neighborhood. And I really advocate being a local investor. That's how I've been successful as a local investor versus trying to do things virtually and trying to see what communities are in there. And then from there, getting to know the park manager, the park owner, and to see if these are the types of communities you want to work in. Because what I advocate is you want to work in a community that you feel comfortable, that works with your personality and attracts the type of clientele that works for you. Like for me, I have a corporate background as a business-to-business sales executive. So I tend to work more in corporate-owned parks versus and higher-end parks versus lower-end parks that are not corporate-owned.
Gotcha, gotcha. So when you say, because I heard park owner, park manager, so if you own the homes, are you paying like for the lot space or how does that part work?
Yeah, that's a good question, Tiff. Yeah, there are two parts for it. There is the home itself, which I own and as the investor, and the homeowner pays me just like a bank or renter. And then there's a second part. I don't own the land. So basically, wherever that home sits on, someone needs to pay the landowner. Usually, since I do business in these mobile home communities, mobile home parks, basically, they pay the park owner, park manager, the community, a space rent, and it's called lot rent. So there's two parts to it. And the way I do it is they pay me my portion, the residents, and then they pay the lot rent to the park, to the community. If there are any issues, then the park manager, the park owner lets me know, and then I have to talk to the resident. So
I see. Okay. So the resident is responsible for paying the lot rent.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And is that pretty affordable too?
Yes. Yes and no. I mean, it depends on the area. But as you know, we are in 2023 going into 2024. There's not many affordable options left. Mm-hmm. And I think manufactured housing is like the last affordable housing option. You know, it depends on the area. You know, I mean, I'm sure these values go from country to country, I mean, state to state, country to country. But I think in general, yes, manufactured housing, it is pretty affordable. So it is something that, and I'll be honest, the people who actually are in the space, residents, buyers, you know, even investors, they've actually grown up with manufactured housing. So they know the niche. So we're talking about, Tiff, generations upon generations of families who, you know, have grown up in manufactured housing, who have family members and friends who have bought mobile homes in the past, and they may have lived in it too. So most people in it, they're already familiar with the niche.
Gotcha, gotcha. Awesome. Well, this was very insightful. I've always been curious about mobile home because we have quite a bit. I'm in North Carolina, so we have quite a bit around. And I always wondered, how do these work? You know, who owns them? You know, how does the land work? All of these different things. So this was very insightful for me and hopefully for the audience as well. Now, Rachel, if people were interested in learning more about mobile home investing or more about you, where could they find you?
Sure, they can find me on my website. It's really easy to remember, adventuresinmobilehomes.com. And on my website, right on the landing page, you can't miss it. I have a free training class if anyone is interested in learning how to invest in mobile homes.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I will make sure all of that information is in the show notes. So thank you so much again for coming on the show. This was so interesting and fun, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Tiff. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.